بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Continue first with the muzakara of the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us the faith to bring it in our lives and realize the great importance of it. We were discussing the sunnah of relieving ourselves and going to toilet, etiquette, etc. And we can see how beautiful is our deen, that even relieving ourselves is great ibadah. And for every sunnah we practice on in this time and age particular, 100 shaheed sawab just to practice on the sunnah. The reward of the sunnah is much, much more greater than that. We can't imagine the reward of the sunnah. So with regard to relieving ourselves, as we mentioned, we wish to be extremely careful that droplets of urine and stool do not splash upon us. And that is why from here also we can see how important it is, the sunnah way of relieving ourselves, to use the flat toilet. That is, according to sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, if you're in certain places, like on the road somewhere, you have to relieve yourself, then see for a soft ground. Don't sit in a place where the splashes will splash and you don't even have enough water to wash yourself or anything. And then we also learn that do not touch our private parts with the right hand during istinja. Use the left hand. Where there is a toilet not available, relieve oneself behind some barrier so that one is not exposed to others. This is also a great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we see today like animals, people just stand on the road anyway. And they don't care. So we as believers, we should realize, even if necessity, you have to stop somewhere, you're traveling, and you've got an urgent need, then stop at a place and then look for a tree or something where you can be covered. Don't stand and expose yourself. And search for soft ground and relieving oneself in the open, so that you didn't splash it. Do not splash, but rather absorb in the ground. And very important, sit and urinate. Do not urinate while standing. Today, sadly, in good places now, masjids having urinal. How sad, where the ummah is stooping low to. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that we have to stick on to the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Further, with regard to just a very brief explanation of the ash'ar that we read while making zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, so that we realize that these ash'ar are not for entertainment. And generally, people like the zikr because they hear the ash'ar and they think, oh, it's nice ash'ar. We don't even know the meanings, but we like it. But that is actually got great meanings and du'as that we're begging Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of the zikr. Yesterday we learned when we're making the zikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, that Allah take out the effect of everything else from my heart. And this is important, like Hazrat is teaching us, your aqaid, that nothing has got effect without the permission of Allah. Not our food, not water, not our medicine, anything. And besides that, what it means that I don't even, my attention is not towards anything. I know that everything I need is only I have to turn my attention to you. And that is one lower level. Then you go higher, that Ya Allah, who is? There's nobody like existing. It's only, obviously, only Allah is ever in existence. So Allah Ta'ala make us build and grow and go slowly up the ladder. Siwai kere kisi par meri nazar nahi rahi. Besides you, O Allah, let not my attention be towards anybody besides you. That is, I ponder and think, only Allah Ta'ala is doing everything. Myself also, I'm not walking on my own. I'm not doing anything. To cover khabar, sare khabro se mushku. So Allah, you make me unmindful of all the news of this world. All things that attract people, just let me come unmindful. Then you won't have time to even listen to news. We say it's propaganda, but we still want to listen. You won't even have time to listen, and you won't think that you left out. You'll be more happy that you got Allah in your heart all the time. When you got Allah in your heart, you got everything in your heart. When you got all the news of the world and you're not aware of Allah, then what's the sense? Then you got nothing. You got all fault in our heart. Ilahi rau e khabar da tera. So to kar de khabar sari khabro se mujhko. Ilahi rau e khabar da tera. That Allah, you make me unmindful of everything else, all the news besides you. And Allah, let me be fully aware of you. In other words, this is what we came to learn, the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you start getting a drop of ma'rifat of Allah, then you'll understand what is enjoyment of life, as you will learn in the next lesson, inshallah. So we continue with our lessons on the Anwar Salah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله Now the bayan is going to start off Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. But just to recap the four noors, the five noors that Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh said, that do this first, then you get the value of the bayan, and then the five sabaks, his bayan is made. Then the things, the reality will able to come into your life. Without doing the five sabaks, you will just read the bayan, you won't understand head or tail what happened. And then you think, no, namaz is difficult, deen is very easy. But do it the right way, just do that course, simple course and see. So the first noor was, do a course properly under the guidance of a sheikh of zikrullah. That is, learn, gain the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah, and make your zikr, then see the difference in what you'll understand what namaz is all about in all aspects of deen. And secondly, make your niyat correct, only and solely for the pleasure of Allah. Not that people must realize I'm a big buzur, they must come take bear to me and all that. Not on any ulterior motive, only and only for the pleasure of Allah. Allah must be happy with me. The third thing was, khushu and khudu, concentration and devotion. And this is not something beyond us. This is what is very easy that a person, and to do this, just make much 40-day period. And with takbir ula, try and perform your namaz with jamaat for 40 days. And then see, just concentrate on standing in front of Allah. I'm in ruku, I'm in, just know what is faral, what is sunnat, and mustahabbat, and just concentrate lightly on that, and you have to practice. You have to make much 40 days when you're doing properly what is istiqamah, that is what steadfastness, then it will become like your habit. And that is why we don't just spend 40 days, Allahu Akbar. We only learn how to spend 40 days, our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatum, when Hazrat went to his Shaykh after, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat went to Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh and stayed in the Khanka. Hazrat took out his shoes when he landed there, and the only time he wore his shoes after he had to leave for airport. Because there to go toilet and there you don't need shoes, they are sandals. So Hazrat took out his shoes when he landed at the Khanka of Hazrat Hakim Sahib and spent his 40 days in such a way every program was there on time, not a minute late. And then Big ulama from other madrasas used to come and ask Hazrat, just come for a program to us. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib would have allowed him, but he said, no, I came for my islahiyah. When I'm finished, then if I get time, I'll come to your madrasa. So this is what we have to learn. There's discipline in us. Otherwise, we think we spend 40 days, but if we think, am I spending my time properly? So like that, so Allah give us tawfiq. And the first point, very important to see, whether I'm successful or not, that the asma, the greatness of Allah, when it just touches the heart, then you realize what a insignificant person I am. I'm nothing in the creation of Allah. I'm not a speck in the creation of Allah. And where me, and in the presence of Allah, where can I present something in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When the greatest of all greatest, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with what ma'rifat and recognition of Allah, after making ibadat whole night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Ya Allah, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati, ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifati. Oh Allah, we couldn't recognize you how we suppose, where we can recognize Allah is wara'u wara. And that is why the istighfar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not like us. The istighfar is, I'm still on a lower level, I want to go higher and higher, and there's no end. And then, where can we make your ibadah as we ought to? And then see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest teacher. And the greatest student is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Who can concentrate more than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then the Ummati, the greatest Ummati, Sayyidina Muhammad, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, his concentration we can't imagine. Then, still after that, he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the end, when I come to my end of namaz, how do I then leave, that is, what dua should I read in the end? Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kaseera. Oh Allah, I caused great oppression to myself. And what over concentration, everything, not like us, and not doing anything wrong in namaz. Yet, oh Allah, I caused a great oppression to myself. I couldn't stand properly in your court. I couldn't, and as we get the smadhi first, slowly it comes in the heart. Then a person starts realizing the reality. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَخْفِرْ. So now you just become a slave, just begging forgiveness. And that is what Allah loves. Just ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. That Allah, please forgive me. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim al-Nazim. La ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. So that dua that was taught to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, that will make you. So the more you get ma'rifat of Allah, Allah's greatness comes in the heart, the more you realize I'm useless. And that is a sign of fa. But the moment you think, no, the moment you think I had a bariya namaz, good namaz today, that is Allahu Akbar. That is a sign that you face. Yes, you make shukar, my namaz was rotten, at least now I'm thinking, but yes, we learned even that don't let even pride take you over in the form of shukar. That no shukar now I'm making to yourself, you realize it and let this reality come into us. And this is Islam, this reality, fanaiyat, that you must annihilate yourself. I'm nothing. I'm absolutely, like I'm not existing in the creation of Allah. Allah is not in need of me. And yet Allah Ta'ala, now we learn in the lesson, how kind is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So keep these points in mind, and try and make much try and do our exercise, and think about these points in namaz, the five points that was mentioned. Then now, inshallah, we start with the actual bayan of Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, and as explained in between, Sufi Iqbal Sahib gave some explanation where it's necessary. Because this bayan is in old Urdu, and you see, it's not easy to understand. It's on our own, we're never able to understand this kitab on our own without our Hazrat's favor and how Hazrat explained. It is only Hazrat's kindness that we learn from the pious servants of Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Sabak Awwal. Baad Hamdu Salat Mutaalliq Ba Haqeeqat Salat. After the general, you first praise Allah, you send durood and salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is, we find before every bayan, we find ulama, they read the khutbah. This is not just formality, but this is to think. It is only Allah's kindness. Allah is allowing me to think about Him, etc. And all the famous, where we got it from? Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If there's no durood in our life, then there's nothing in our life. We can give the best bayan, the best du'as, it won't even go up above our heads also. And then this bayan is related to haqiqat salah, the reality of namaz. As all the ulama, they studied 7 years, 8 years, they learned all big kitabs. You won't find the reality of salah in there. There you'll find the fiqh, all the masail, all that, what is the importance of namaz, and all the rules of namaz, what breaks namaz, all that. But reality of salah, you'll only get it in the khanka. By the friends of Allah, by the and Allah. But that is why we see a great ulama, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullahi, Qasimul Ulum wal Khairat, that was his title. That he was the distributor of knowledge and all goodness, starting Darulum Deoband. But they all became there to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah. Haji Sahab was not an official alim, that he had a certificate. But they all asked, you people, so great, but and they were pious, great, piety was of high caliber in them. Yet they said, how you went to Haji Sahib and he came back to him? They said in the kitab, just briefly, that it's like you go to a restaurant and they give you what's the menu. So you just look what they got, just, you only know the menu. Then you don't get, you don't know the menu and you just get the taste of one thing. Then you say, ah. And then you won't even know the meaning, so what's the name of their person, give me that dish. So they say, we need to learn in the Darulum, we learned all the whole menu of deen. But when we came to Haji Sahib, we got a taste of it. Just a taste of it. And that is why, so this is You will get that in the hanka and also what's called proper concentration and spending our time properly. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize. So as the start is bayan ya ilahi shukar tere ihsan ka ke tu ne hamare dil ko roshan aur zuban ko goya kiya. That oh Allah, we make shukar of your unlimited favors upon you, that you have given us a heart that you have enlightened. That Allah made our heart, left up to us, Allah has given us a heart that it is enlightened. That kullu mauludin yuladu al fitra. Every child is born with an open heart because we saw Allah Ta'ala in Alami Arwah. So a heart that is enlightened can take your noor or zuban, and gave us such a tongue that we can talk about it. We can talk. Allah gave many people hearts, but you know, many people got tongues, we can't talk. Or aise nabi maqbool ko khalqullah ki hidayat ke waaste bheja hai ke jiski adna sifat se dono jahan ki ne'mat ke ne'mat paaye. Allah Akbar. And you have such an exceptional nabi of yours for the guidance of mankind, that Allah Akbar, the lowest form of intercession of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will grant us the ni'mat of both the world. All the favors we need. That's why we first have to learn to become the true slaves of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever we got is only through our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So see the friends of Allah, how they realize it. We'll read the rules, but they got a different recognition of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Different in the sense, what a high level. But like Hazrat says, climb up the steps. Don't think I just want to reach that level. Now I did this, I'm making my zikr, now jump to the right top. No, you'll fall, head long. So just carry on. And inshallah, if you carry on your own, you see, like a child has to grow slowly, slowly. And when the child is growing, he won't make out. But the aunties and uncles, when they come, oh, how big already? So like that, spiritually also we have to grow. And how? Through all the blessings that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with the guidance. And that is the deen that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught. Not only, if we don't follow that, then we want to bring our own deen. And uske rehnumai se irfan ki lazzat usain. And by the guidance of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what Allah has created us for, we get the enjoyment of irfan, the recognition of Allah. That is the main thing. Allah created us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I haven't created jinnat and insan but for my ibadat. And Rais al-Mufassirin Abdullah ibn Abbas explained, لِيَعْبُدُونَ means لِيَعْرِفُونَ. But why didn't Allah say لِيَعْرِفُونَ? Allah said because only with the ma'rifat of Allah you'll be engaged in ibadat. And that is true ma'rifat. Anyway, no time to go into much detail. But inshallah, when Allah gives, that we'll carry on. But understand, the greatest ni'mat is to get the ma'rifat of Allah. And that ma'rifat that leads you to the obedience of Allah. That is ma'rifat. Not like one so-called scientist came to us, Shabir Ahmad Usmani, rahmatullahi, one of our great pious elders. And he says, Allah told you that إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ ponder in the heavens and earth. And we reach the moon, whether they really reach the moon or not, what a fake thing it is. And they say, we even brought sand from the moon. And you people, you're still on the ground. He says, Allah Ta'ala didn't tell us to go to the moon and we don't find Allah. We have to be, the object of recognizing Allah is to become the slave of Allah. You people went to the moon and you're playing your big titles, but you're not even, you're not prepared to make one sajda in front of Allah Ta'ala. So to understand, this is what is ma'rifat all about. Pas durur, is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mukhtar, aur uske aal, athaar, radiallahu anhum, aur ashab, kibar, radiallahu ta'ala anhum par hojiye. Then, durur, abundance of durur, that is special mercies of Allah Ta'ala upon the most chosen Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all his pure family. Remember, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pure. All those who brought iman, and the ashab, the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and all these great personalities, sahaba radiallahu anhum, durur and salam upon them. Jisne bashar ko dalalat aur gumrahi se baaz rakha. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent by Allah Ta'ala to keep this insan away from going astray, away from being lost, that you lost, you don't, you're on the road but you don't know where you are, you lost. And like that Allah Ta'ala explained, this was the condition of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And not Lot, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was seeing how the people are living in his time, all worshipping idols. And he said, what is this? It's like from before, while in childhood. And Allah says, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. That we saw you, you are looking for a way. And here it shows how important. We can't understand and learn Quran Sharif on Mr. Google. And we can't understand tafsir on our own. Or go to ulama today who know Allahu Akbar. That is now a different subject. All Shia scholars and all want to reinterpret the Quran Sharif and change the meaning. Hear what you say. So just Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was looking for a path. Allah says, we thank Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now and gave him that beautiful nur in his heart to guide the whole of mankind and take us out of the dalalah. And we see today when we don't stick onto this path, how we fall into a big, terrible trap. So very, very important. And then after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the Sahaba, and then ulama, fudala, great learned scholars, and fudala, the very special learned scholars, through the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were the ill. Wadani se arasta kya. Allah then beautified the ulama, and this is what is beauty. Beautified them with the knowledge of deen, and gave them such intelligence that now they understood how to become the slave of Allah. And that is beauty. And that is beauty in the life of a person. Not that you wearing all fancy rings and all that, and you think you're smart, and chains and all that. You ladies want to wear that. That is not beauty. Beauty is the knowledge of deen, which is combined with the marifat. And the marifat will bring definitely the azmat, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. And then a person will realize, Allahu Akbar, look at the greatness of Allah. Every split moment, Allah Ta'ala is taking care of every creation of His. And Allah is aware fully, smaller than an ant. Allah is fully aware of all His creations. Wow, great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't imagine how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allahu Akbar. Then further, Hazrat mentions, اور کہ مسلمان کو لازم ہے کہ اپنے رب کو پہچانے. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to teach us that every human being particularly, but those who have brought Iman, the Muslims, we should know that what is our primary duty and our primary work is not to go to job, but to recognize Allah, to find our Allah, to recognize Allah. And to find Allah is not far. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. You don't have to go to the moon, you don't have to go anywhere. Look in your own self and see how Allah Ta'ala is taking care. How your eyes are functioning, all that. How Allah Ta'ala is controlling everything, Allahu Akbar. Or unki sifat jaane. Then not only know Allah Ta'ala's being, Allah's qudrat, Allah's magnanimity. Allah's majesty is so great beyond our imagination. Then to understand who is Allah Ta'ala, know the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. How Allah's qualities are working, how Allah Ta'ala's quality of Razzaq, how Allah feeds every creation according to their diet. Each one giving his own diet, etc. So like Allah Akbar, one is our Shaykh explained, you read the beautiful names of Allah Ta'ala, the Asma'ul Husna. To read it very nice, like Allah says, we read it. One is, do I ever concentrate what I'm reading? And the other is, we're reading the beautiful name, but we don't know what it means. And like a person praising your father, somebody wrote a poem for you about the praises of your father or grandfather. And he's very rich, he's very kind, he's very prosperous, and he's very generous. But he's a youngster, he's reading, asking, what is rich? I don't know. What is prosperous? What is generosity? So like that, Hazrat explained that one Mufti Sahib was in front of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim, Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whose name was Abdul Muqeed. So Hazrat asked him that your name, you're the slave of Muqeed. So what is Muqeed? And that's where did I know, and I still don't know. We learn from our Shaykh, and that shows that you learn from your elders. So Hazrat said, he says, was a Mufti Sahib. And he said, I don't know what's the meaning of Muqeed. So Hazrat says and explained him briefly that Muqeed is from the word food. And food means food, who gives you sustenance. So you are the slave of that being who's giving you your food. So Allah Akbar. So when we know and we come to learn and where you learn from, thus you'll only understand. And one is, you know, Allah is giving sustenance. But how Allah is giving every creation, different creation, what they need, their diet. Allahu Akbar. There's no time. If somebody, you invite just the five people for a dawah, and then one phone you, and then you say, he says, I'm a diabetic. I need this kind of food. Say, okay, we'll prepare for you. Somebody else phone after a while, say, I'm a high blood patient. I need this. I need that. Then you tell your wife, say, okay, the third person phone, I got this problem, so I can't have this. You say, rather don't invite you. Where are we going to manage? Allah Ta'ala every day, giving every creation his diet according to his need. And then as we'll come to know the best of all creation, what Allah is giving us, we can't imagine. So, let Allah Ta'ala know the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. اور اس کے حکم کو معلوم کرے اور مرضی نامرضی اس کی تحقیق کرے. This is a natural duty of every human being. Supposed to be natural within us. That being who brought us into existence. That being who's taking care of us every minute. Shouldn't I know the laws of Allah? Shouldn't I know how? And Allah send it down what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only send it down, Allah made it a practical demonstration what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To know and to teach us what pleases Allah, what doesn't, what makes Allah unhappy, like those things that are mustahab, meeting us is just mustahab, that makes Allah very happy. Look at my servant, he's not only doing faraz, wajib, he's doing those mustahabbat, and what makes Allah unhappy. Today we take it so lightly, oh, it's just makruh. Something that Allah doesn't like, should you be doing it? There's no question. So makruh is for people who don't know to make, that we shouldn't say it's just makruh. No, it's a serious thing. So we should, so to know, you know your father or your grandfather is very kind and he looks after you, he sets everything up, but you want to make his khidmat, but you don't know what makes him happy, what makes him unhappy. Like sadly today, the people we have stooped so low, our mothers who took care of us, now they've gone little old, Hazrat says we're going to put them in a foul run, in the old age home. And then we go once a year to go and visit them, eat day or what, and what we take for them? Lollipops, dog sweets, or chocolates, which they don't now, that doesn't interest them. So what is, so know what they love, what they don't like. Or is to uski taqi kare, we have to find out about this. That is why every person's duty, that Allah send you with that great nur in your heart, now the parents have to develop it. Train the child from birth, from before birth, and then put the child in the right direction, in the madaris, etc. کہ اس کے کہ تحقیق کرے کہ بغیر اس کے بندگی نہیں اور جو اللہ اکبر that without knowing this, how you going to be the slave of Allah? How you going to you go to somebody, you want a job and you say, I'll do everything for you. But you don't find out what you must do, how you must do it, and what you say. You are just, get out from my factory. I don't need you. Here we are the slaves of Allah, and we not care how what Allah wants from us. And how we should please Allah, how what makes Allah just please, and that is a slave. And this is such an honorable position, the highest position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَشْهَدُ عَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. That we testify Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest slave of Allah, and he showed us to the last degree how to love like a slave of Allah. And then where Allah ta'ala took him to what height? So, to be the slave of Allah, and if we don't know, then how we knew this thing? Or jo bandagi baja na lawe, banda nahi, and that person who doesn't fulfill his rights of slavehood, he's not a slave. Then Allah is kicked out, but still Allah Ta'ala even feeds those people who say there's no Allah. Allah feeds the atheists also. Allah feeds those people who swear Allah Ta'ala also. That is Allah. How kind, how merciful is Allah. Or Allahu Akbar. So if this is our primary and object and purpose of life, but sadly we come in the world, we're not even concerned that the first thing my child must hear, the first sunnah, azan in the one ear, iqama in the other ear. Today we are taking our wives are giving birth in the clinic, in the nursing homes, and they're playing subtle music, and they think now to make the mother all the pain come at ease, but that is the ploy of shaitan. That let first shaitan go in your ear. And what is on the wall, all that Mickey Mouse and stupid Donald Duck, today Allah knows what stupid things are on. So the child, Allah, first thing, what is here? And so we, with our parents, should be worried. And this is not, children were born from before, from Allah Akbar, when there was no gynecology, no. How are children born in the village? Today they make it so sophisticated and difficult for us, and just is shaitan's work. When we don't find out how to obey Allah's command, Allah will make us the slaves of shaitan. So Allah Ta'ala save us. What a great honor. So how to become the true slave of Allah? We have to find out the laws of Allah. What makes Allah happy? What makes Allah unhappy? Or uski tahqeeq kare ke baghair uske bandagi nahi. Without knowing how you will be the slave of Allah. Or jo bandagi baja na lawe. Banda nahi. A person who doesn't do his duty as a slave, he is not a slave. Then what is that person? He is not worth being loving. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah says, Ulaika kal an'am. They like animals, they're not worth. But still Allah Ta'ala loves. Allah's kindness, till the last moment Allah gives us chance. And just even if you're not doing it, just say, Astaghfirullah. Allah forgive me. And still Allah Ta'ala's mercy will be on you. Or bari bandagi namaz. And the most greatest form of showing your slavehood is the gift of namaz. That is why this is a special gift Allah called Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his greatest slave, right close to him, and Allah presented this. So what a great gift Allah offered. A person can never be successful without knowing. Simple, in the house, husband and wife. If the wife doesn't learn the temperament of her husband, she's not a successful wife. She doesn't know when he comes home, he wants his tea this time, that time. When you learn that, and you football, you also know the likes of your wife, and you do, you try and give her that. See what happiness, you get the enjoyment of Jannat in this world. A student, a son who learns his, what is the mizaj, what his father, mother likes, and he does it without asking. What a, then what they to ask will get from the heart. Like that, and Murid, this is what we have to be learning. Not that we just hasty, so we have to learn all these aspects. And that is success, And we can't imagine a person, Allahu Akbar, who is favoring us every split second. As the Hazrat explained, the second is even divided into 100 parts. So even that billionth of a second is only the favor of Allah we are loving. If somebody just come put a basket of fruit by your door every day and written it special for your name, put this in beautiful writing, and he just leaves it and he goes away. Every day an export quality, you open your door, what fruit? Now isn't it natural you say to your wife, I don't know who this person. That is so kind man. I don't know him. I don't know if he even knows me. But he comes and I don't know. But you'll be thinking and you'll tell everybody there's a very kind man. Allah who gave us our existence, Allahu Akbar. Allah who gave us our life, Allahu Akbar. Like your friend went for Umrah Hajj and he thought of you, he brought a trophy for you and he presents it there. You thought of me here in Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, and you thank him so much, no problem. Mallam yashkurinnas lam yashkurillah. You have to thank people, otherwise you don't know how to thank Allah. But Hazrat says, don't leave it to that level. You're only thanking him that he gave you a trophy to put on your head. Who gave you the head? And who put in your head that brain that you're not five bob short, that children make a joke about you? Who put all that brains in your head? And we don't want to record, we don't want to find out what Allah loves so much. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala make us understand this reality that we are not slaves of Allah. And we think that we are to love like bosses. Today is the time that we say, it's my life. I'ma do what I want to. So Allah Ta'ala save us. So the greatest prayer, the greatest way of showing your slavehood in front of Allah is namaz. Ke badoon uske koi bandagi kabool nahi. So without namaz in your life, no, the slavehood, any other action you're doing of slavery will not really be accepted. In other words, without namaz in life, it comes in a hadith, that if you got no namaz in your life, it's like a body without a head. So where all your other actions are going to be accepted? In other words, you'll be doing your roza, you'll be keeping roza, you're not keeping namaz. The farz will be off your head, so to say. But you'll get no benefit of it. You won't even, it's just I'm keeping, and you feel it like a burden, etc. So when you start realizing that my greatest and most important and the most important duty after iman is namaz, and then all our ibadah to bring it in order, when we start knowing how Allah Ta'ala wants us to do it, then Allahu Akbar. Then a person will understand it's naturally, this is supposed to be a natural desire of us. So without namaz, all our other ibadahs won't even be accepted. Allahu Akbar. As Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal says clearly, that a person, the difference between iman and kufr is salah. So people who don't perform namaz, they're out of the fold of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Although Imam Abu Hanifa made it much more easier that you're not out of the fold of Islam, but you like that. It's just like a person, you're doing good deeds. If you bring Iman, then you got Tawheed, one Allah in your heart. So you bring your namaz in your heart, it's like you got Tawheed, Allah in your heart. Now if you keep fast, it becomes a 0-10. Now you give sadaqah, now a 0-100. But if you got no Iman in your heart, then what is it? So we got no namaz in our heart. And then, it's like you're doing everything but it's zero. You're just doing it. Like you got all the equipment in your house, but you got no the wiring. So what is it? Or even if you regard all the efforts of deen as the wiring, but it's not connected. What is namaz is that connection that you will get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you'll understand, Allahu Akbar, how everything. So Hazrat says here that without namaz, you're not like a slave. And you're not fulfilling the rights of slavehood. And then all your other actions also won't be accepted in the court of Allah. Kyunki sirat sab bandagiyo aur bure kamo se bachne ka yahi hai. Because the root to torture of all slavery, that is, you see the tree coming up, the stem, everything, but root is at the bottom. So that is the main thing, the root of all our life to come in order is salah. And to save ourselves from all types of evil is our salah. Today our Hazrat says so beautifully that we don't like bad qualities in our life. We want to make our Islam, but in different ways. So simple, just make our work on our salah. And we see how the Mashayikh, they work on our salah, because that is the root. Your salah come right in the salah to tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salah will remove all the evil habits. But if that salah becomes salah, we think how many years I'm performing salah. So it's not the salah that is a problem, it's me that's the problem. I'm not performing salah the way I have to perform. I didn't even do the course, so how do I know about salah? And then see what a great ni'mat the salah is. Or is namaz se koi ghafil nahi. And all the creation of Allah, all the creation of Allah is not unmindful of salah. All the creation of Allah is involved, engaged in one part of salah. Just one aspect of salah. For example, no creation of Allah is unmindful, that is, they are unaware of being involved in salah. Na darakh, not the trees. Na imarat, not even the buildings. Na parinde, not even the birds. Na ayawanat, nor all the other animals. Na asharat, nor the reptiles, the snakes, etc. that are crawling on the earth. Na zameen, not even the earth. Na pahar, not even the mountains. Na sitara, not even the stars. Na asman, not the skies. Na arwa, not the souls. Na fariste, not even the angels. Jai Allah Akbar. Everyone is just involved in one part of salah. How is that? Jaise ke namaz, darakht aur hill. Jaise ke namaz, darakht aur imarat ki qiyam hai. That you see the trees, they are in a standing position. The buildings, tall, tall, long, long buildings, they are building in the qiyam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, وَإِن مِن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. Everything is buzzing, reading tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is not in need of us. If we don't become the slave of Allah, it's our own detriment and it's the height of stupidity. So look at even the trees and the buildings, they're involved in qiyam all the time. And how long they stand, they're involved in qiyam. They don't get tired. That is in the standing posture. And parinde or hayawanat ki rukum. And you see the animals all the time like in a bowing down. The cows, etc., animals, they even birds, mostly bowing down. Very seldom you see a bird standing straight up. All the time bowing down, so they're in ruku all the time. All the time, and there's just one aspect of namaz. The jaise ke, or tamam hasharat ki sujood, Allahu Akbar. And all the reptiles, they are involved in making sajda. The snakes, the ants, they all flat on the ground. And even more, zameen or pahar ki qu'ud, and that form of sajda, which is actually the sajda according to Hanafis for the woman, they must be closest to the ground. And that is the sajda that keeps them concealed and don't, not any part of their body is so to say exposed. And here people who don't understand it, like when they go Haram Sharif, the Salafis, the Ahli Hadith, they try to distract our woman and they want to tell them, no, you must make sajda open-handed. That is not right. And so this is the correct sajda for woman also. that how the reptiles and those insects are flat on the ground. That is how we should be bowing down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously for men, that is not men. We have to make our sajda, we have to make. So now we start doing like what the woman is supposed to do. So anyway, or zameen or fahar, quud mein. And we see the earth and the mountains, they like in a sitting posture, in a tahiyat position. So they are all the time in a sitting posture. And or sitaro or atman ki harkat. And we see the stars and the sky, they are rotating all the time. They are rotating in their orbit. So this is the just when the, you're changing postures in namaz. In namaz, there's rotation. So there, the heavenly bodies are involved in rotation. One aspect of namaz. Or arwa in the soul. And the farishta, or farishto ki taharat, or tazdi, or kalima shaharat, or tirawat e Quran, Allahu Akbar, or dua, and the malaika, and the soul, they are involved in purity. The malaika are pure all the time. And they are reading the tazdi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are reading kalima shaharat, they are involved, making, reciting tirawat of Quran Kareem, they are making dua, Allahu Akbar. All the time they are engaged in all the ibadat. Or insan, now look at it. All the other creation, what one aspect of salah? Insan, ke jo, and who is insan? Ku jo ke khas kela sarkari hai. Allahu Akbar. Insan, who is the special servant and the special main, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, he is the royal slave of Allah. Sarkari, Shikela Sarkari, he is a special royal servant. Like Allah Ta'ala said, when I created all the other creation, I say, Innama amru ila rada shayan ayyakula law kun, fayakun. I just had to say kun, and everything came into existence. But when it came to insan, Allah said, Khalaqtu bi yadi. I created insan with my own hand. In other words, special. So how honorable we are, we don't know who we are. So sare khubiya chore se. Chhode arse mein marhamat farmaye. Aur Allah Akbar. Aur khalifa karke sab par uska hukam diya. In 2 minutes, our 2 rakats of namaz is like 2 minutes. In 2 minutes, Allah gave us the ibadat of all the creation put together in a complete text. Allah Akbar. And what an honor Allah Ta'ala gave us. And not only that, Allah blessed us with a great gift. So is namaz a bird? It's a great gift. Like if a person, any kind of boss, each day is giving to all his workers, giving just, somebody is giving a kurta, somebody is giving a topi, somebody does, and you in call you special, here's the whole complete suit for you. How honorable you feel. Allah is giving us the complete best, the whole, all the curve, what all the creation is involved, Allah is giving us. And why? Not only that, or khalifa karke sab par usko hukam diya. And Allah Ta'ala made us his khalifa, his vice general. We are the representatives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. And not only that, Allah gave us control of all the creation. Allahu Akbar. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. We gave Bani Adam so much honor that now you could have controlling the airspace. Now you're controlling the ocean, big ships, etc. If you look at one small man, does it make sense? He can operate it. You can operate a small car, you can't, but how you operate it? This is only and solely by the favor, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has to realize naturally that shouldn't I be learning who my Allah is? So I don't even know the ABC of recognition. And this is what the Khanqa will give us. This is what when we come and we do our course, now you realize what is namaz? And then every aspect of deen is so enjoyable. But sadly, when we don't know that we are the slaves of Allah and become the slaves of ourselves, Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَرَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهُ هَوَىٰ. You saw this stupid idiot, he made his passion and desire, his God. And then, وَظَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمِ. He got knowledge, given knowledge of deen, but you don't realize I'm the slave of Allah. And that is why after learning knowledge of deen, you have to come in the company of the men of Allah. To learn that I am the slave of Allah. Because any knowledge whatsoever, it brings pride. Even knowledge of deen. And when that pride comes, how Shaitan was destroyed. Allah, we also get destroyed. Allah save us all.
سو جس نے فرمان برداری کی اور حکم بجا لیا گیا اور اس کا منصب قائم رہا اور بہشتی ہوا. So that person who realized that I am the slave of Allah and Allah has given me this honor and I am the vicegerent of Allah and now you become the obedient slave of Allah. You try your best, you learn the commands of Allah and you want to practice upon it and you fulfill the commands of Allah and the laws of Allah Ta'ala and you remain on that high position Allah gave you. Today is so simple to understand. Everybody wants to be in parliament and not even few, just weak. And then you hear all the dirt and all the corruption. So like that, we should not be corrupting ourselves. We are the slave, we are the khalifas of Allah. When you are the khalifa of Allah, only that person will appoint as his vicegerent who he knows. This person knows my characteristics. So that is why Jesus taught us also, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. You have to imbibe the qualities of Allah in our life. The generosity of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the Allah Ta'ala, Allah Akbar. Allah is so great, but yet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala teaches us to be humble, etc. So all this, so if a person fulfills this, then you have fulfilled your responsibility. And then you go higher and higher, beyond the angels, and they start envying you. Or apne paas, and you get your what? Allah Akbar. You earn the greatest gift of getting Jannah where you will meet Allah. Allah Akbar. Just we have said, that is what all this namaz is all about. So it's just a burden, it's a great enjoyment. And deen, what a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala it is. Or, jitne na parmani ki, aur us par qaim raha, and sadly, those who think it's my life, kaifa takfuruna billah wa kuntum amwatan, nobody must tell me what to do. So it's my life, you just obey Allah and you remain on that. Then nobody must tell me what to do. Woh be mansab hua, he has lost his position. Allah says clearly, لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَوْنَ بِيَا وَلُمَعَ. They look like human beings, they're not human beings. They work in animals. He lost his position. Or ulte paav, he's walking backwards. Dozak mein gira. He's falling into Jahannam. Without realizing, you're falling into Jahannam. Allah Akbar. Or janna chahe, ke jo koi namaz pan jana na aja sakta hai, usko sawaab aisan. Or jo koi namaz pan jana aja sakta hai, usko sawaab aisa milta hai jaisa ke zakat aur haj aur roza aur jihad ka. Allahu Akbar. And on one is all the creation, the whole what they are doing, one aspect of ibadat Allah gave us in two rakat namaz. Then all whatever understand, whoever fulfills the duty of performing his salah and learns properly how to do it, now you're getting such sawaab that you're getting the sawaab of all the other aspects of deen. Allahu Akbar. You're getting the sawab as if you're giving zakat. You're getting the sawab as if you are in hajj, in two rakat namaz. You're getting the sawab as if you're fasting while you're in namaz. You're getting sawab of jihad. And how is that? Us tarah ke kharch, pani aur kapra ka khuda ki bandagi ke waaste kare. Bajaye zakat ke. Like when you come for namaz, you have to buy clothes, you have to use water to make wudu, you have to pay for all those things. So you're standing in the path of Allah, you're standing, this is like you're giving your zakah. So you're getting the sawab of zakah. Or Allah Akbar. Jaisa ke zakat aur hajj, khuda ka aur bajaye zakat ke, aur roop hona taraf kaaba ke hajj mein. And you face your direction towards the kaaba sharif, it's now like you're in hajj. Allah Akbar. Aur takbir e tahima bajaye ihram ke. And when you say your first Allahu Akbar, to raise your hand is sunnah. But to say the first Takbir-e-Tahreema, which makes this Takbir-e-Tahreema, which makes everything else haram. Now you have Allahu Akbar. You have put on your ihram. When you ihram, there's like 8 restrictions. Now you can't put on itar. You can't touch your wife, etc. So like that in namaz. The moment you say Takbir-e-Tahreema, the restrictions come. You can't look around. You can't eat. Or move taraf qibla ke bajaye tawaf ka. And you may keep in your direction towards qibla in namaz. It's like you're making tawaf. Or kare hona bajaye wukuf e arafat ka. And when you're standing in namaz, qiyam, you're like standing in arafat. You're making wukuf e arafat, which is hajj. The main thing of hajj. Or ruku or sujood or rakat e bani, ma'mani, dorne, darmiyan, safa marwa ka. And when you're going into ruku, then you're going to sajda, then you're sitting. This is like you're running between safa and marwa. So the whole hajj in two rakat namaz, Allahu Akbar. Or qadam. درمیان سفر مروہ موقوف کرنا کھانا پینا بجائے روزہ کے اس لئے کہ سوم بند کرنا نفس کا ہے. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand. And then in namaz you can't eat. So it's like you keeping roza in namaz. You have to control your desires, even for a moment, even for a few moments, you're not eating in namaz. That is like you're keeping fasting namaz. So all this Allah Ta'ala has given us in two rakat namaz. So how honorable it is. If a person just gets an iota of the understanding of this, he'll make sure he doesn't miss his namaz. Because sawm is to control your nafs, your desires, and restrict yourself. And even one karne se nafs ke ek saath bhi, uski khaihishon se, ek surat sawm ki, just for a moment also, to control your desires, that I want to eat something, but you don't, I'm in namaz. Now, that is regarded as you fasting, and that is fast, to bring our nafs under control. Balke banisbat roze ke aur ek taur se zyada band karna hai. But in fact, it is even more greater than roza. Why is waste ki tawajjuh zahiri aur batini taraf ghair karna nahi chahe? Because one is not eating also. Then in namaz, you can't pay your attention to anything else. In roza, you can still do business, you can still talk in namaz. You can't eat, you can't turn your attention to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala explains Allahu Akbar. And that is internally, externally in namaz. So you're fasting completely. And rare okaat ke namaz mein uske waaste jarat. Aur dafa karna shaitan ka, mushakkat mein dalna nafs ka. Usko mushakkat mein dalna nafs ka, uski sunnaton ke okaat mein namaz uske waaste jihad. And then to in namaz you have to fight shaitan. And then you have to go on time for namaz. That is like jihad in the path of Allah. Allah give us understanding and give us the realization. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.